Okay, turn with me to your Bibles right now to Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 through 20. Genesis, the second chapter, verses 18 through 20. Now, I'm going to pick up some principles from the scripture. We just conducted a marriage this morning. This is not about marriage, okay? Right? Okay. And God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I'll make him a helper and a companion. So God formed from the dirt of all the ground, all the animals of the field, and all the birds of the air. And he brought them, you see, he created everything, you know, and they had no name. They were nameless. Everybody say nameless. And probably they did not have a complete DNA. Monkey was not a monkey. Donkey was not a donkey. But they were just animal and bird. Okay? Now, what changed the course of their growing? Let's see. He brought them to man to see what he would name them. He brought them to the man Adam to watch to see what he will name them. Everybody say name them. Until then, birds were birds, animal were animal, fish were fish. No tilapia, no grupa, no red what? Snapper. Okay? Now then Adam, in the wisdom that God gave to him, called them. Whatever. Whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. Is the mic too loud? Okay. Whatever he called, he looked at an animal of form and said, that's monkey. From then on, monkey had the DNA of monkey. And the donkey had a DNA of donkey. Okay, monkey jump, donkey walk. You saw the difference? Now, whatever the man called, declared, proclaimed, decreed, whatever the man called, that was that the name, named the cattle, named the birds, whatever he called, and that was what it became. Whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. The man named the cattle, named the birds of the air, named the wild animals. Of course, he didn't find a suitable companion. This is about, not about marriage. This is about the declaration of your mouth. We have 74 days before we enter into 2025. 75 days. Countdown. I've been counting since 100 and probably 30 over days. Countdown. Why? You know, look at me please, everybody. Before the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, there were two principles that God practiced. And God created man in his image and gave him dominion over everything God created, which simply means man had the same authority. Man had the same authority that God had. Are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? Now, before the fall of Adam and Eve, there was these two principles. The principle of proclaiming. Everybody say proclaiming. Okay? Proclaiming. And number two, the principle of becoming. The principle of what? Proclaiming. And the principle of becoming. If you read the Bible, you will know what I'm talking about. Please turn with me. Look at the screen. Hebrew, the 11th chapter, verse 3. What is this principle of proclaiming and the principle of becoming? Okay, let's see that please right now. Okay, now by faith, everybody read, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Which word we are referring? Remember, God said, let there be light, there was light. Let there be clouds, the clouds. Let there be sea, there was sea. Let there be the firmaments, there were firmaments. Let there be morning, let there be evening. You know, he did not go and find some scientific means to invent anything. He just called them out. Everybody say, call them out. Proclaim. Say, proclaim. Come on, all of us, say, proclaim. And then when you begin to proclaim, they became. They became. So that the things which are seen, the sky, everything, the trees, were not made out of visible things. Are you here with me? He didn't find a piece of metal and cut them and said, this is the... No! They were purely the result of confession. Say confession. Declaration. Come on. I entitle this message for the next couple of minutes, the confession of your mouth. Say confession of your mouth. All the messages that I'll preach from now right up to New Year will be preparing you for 2025. You need to enter all the pastors, you know. You need to enter into 2025 spiritually before you enter physically. Jangan masuk buta-buta, nanti mati kata. Don't enter blindly. Are you here with me? We are a people of destiny. We are a people of direction. We are a people of vision. We are a people of goal and objective and purpose. We are not some chinchai, achai, pochai, sochai. We have a direction. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on. Don't enter into 2025 with your fear, with your anxiety, with your worries, and with all those things that has been belittling you throughout 2024. Can somebody say amen, please? After the fall of man, man lost this principle. But you know what? When Jesus rescued us through his precious blood, this principle has been restored. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, somebody say amen. It is restored. Your miracle, your breakthrough, your healing, and your change in your family is in your mouth. Goso gigi. It's in your mouth. I'm not playing the fool. I'm telling you the truth. It's in your mouth. Jesus restored this back. Look at Matthew 12 and 37. Look what Jesus said. For by your words you will be justified. By your word you'll be justified. All by your word you will be condemned. So look at this. By your words you will be justified. You know what is justified means? Promoted, heal, you know, prolong, life, extended. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Jesus restored that principle back to us. And by your word, you are condemned. You know what the word condemn means? Reduce, cancel, and lack of total life. Are you here with me? Come on, somebody say amen, please. We read in Proverbs 18 and verse 21. Most powerful words, life and death. Right, that's right. Thank you. Death and life is in the word, not in the tongue, in the power. Everybody say power. Marcus, say power. Chongkorin, okay? Say power. Say power. power. The life and death is in the power of the tongue. And how is this power released? Through your word. Through your word. Turn to your neighbor and say, through your word. You don't have a neighbor, okay? Huh? Tell me, okay, I'm your neighbor now. Huh? Come on, David, tell what you. Okay. Through your word. Through power. Through your word. Come on, somebody say amen, please. There's life and death is in the power of the tongue. And the power of the tongue is the words that you will speak out. Sometimes carefully, sometimes callously, sometimes fearfully, sometimes boldly, sometimes in unbelief, sometimes in faith. Are you here with me? All this sometime must become a good time. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Life and death. What is the purpose of this message in the next couple of minutes? Are you guys with me? Wave your hand if you're with me at the back. Okay, what is the purpose of this message? The purpose of this message is, how would you call your 2025? How would you call? How would you call? Will you call the days as days of destiny? Will you call the days as days of the potential activity of the Holy Spirit? Will you call those days days of opportunity? Will you call those days days of breakthrough? Will you call those days days of deliverance? Will you call those days days of celebration, gladness, joy? Will you call those days as days of grace and mercy? Will you call those days as days of faith? Come on, what would you call? What would you call? Before you know what God wants you to do in 2025, you must learn how to dictate your word. Can somebody shout amen, please? The Bible tells us in Psalms 90 and verse 12. Psalms 90 and verse 12. David gives us a wisdom here. So, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Number. The word number means not 1, 2, 3. Yet isam. 1, 2, 3. The word number means to call, to declare, to decree. Come on, are you here with me? Come on, are you here with me? This is what you're supposed to do. That we may gain a heart of wisdom. You know what wisdom means? God's ways. Wisdom, God's ways. God's plan. God's purpose. God's direction. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And you know what? Again, the assurance that we have, our days are not just in the calendar. Our days are not just in our birthday. Our days are not in just the celebrations that will come. But the Bible tells us this is the confidence. Say, this is the confidence. And I want to encourage you. I want you to leave this place feeling so hopeful that you look forward for 2025. The word two is double. The word five is grace. Double grace. Turn to your neighbor and say, double grace. Double grace. Hey, it's scripture, no? We are. James chapter 1 verse 15, from his presence we draw grace upon grace. As though one portion of the grace is not enough, we keep drawing grace upon grace. Grace means favor, favor upon favor. Put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. It's been a long time since I climbed on the chair. You can't go to people's church. I've been traveling, you know. People's church, they not stand on chair. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Our days are in the hands of God. Our days are not just in the calendar. Our days, David, our days are not in our age. I'm 7 series now. I just turned 7 series. Okay? Not BMW, 7 series. He like BMW. Are you? Oh, you're no more BMW, right? Okay. Betrayed BMW. I'm driving BMW now. Yeah, brother. Okay, come on, look at me, please. Look at me, this is important. Your days are not in your hands. So that you can feel fearful of your days. No. The Bible tells us in Psalms 37, verses 18 and 19, our days are in the hands of God. Come on, Sam. Raymond, I met your relative, no? Saramban. Now look at the scripture. The Lord knows the days of the upright. The Lord knows the days of the upright. Why? In Psalms 31 verse 15, David says, my times are in your hand. Can write it down, please. It won't come up on the screen. Okay? Psalms 31, 15. It says, the Lord knows the days of the upright. Look at the next one. And their inheritance shall be forever. Say forever. Come on, say forever. They shall not be ashamed in evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. You know, 2025 will be a year we will see even more rumors of war and calamity and change of weather and unrest and kingdom, rise again kingdom. But in all these things, God's hand will be upon his children. Okay? What does the Bible say in Psalms, Isaiah 60 verse 1 and 2? Arise, shine, for your light has come, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Though darkness shall cover the earth, deep darkness over the people, but the Lord will arise over you. In other words, over the storm, he will arise over you. Over the earthquake, he will arise over you. Over your calamity, he will arise over you. And his glory, his favor will be seen upon you. Come on, come on. That's how we become an overcomer. Put your hands together. Whoa. Come on, isn't that wonderful? Very quickly, in preparation for you to enter into 2025, I want to just prepare you to call the names of your day properly. Don't keep calling your days donkey, donkey. You'll become lazy. Okay? Monkey, monkey, it'll go crazy. Okay? So the word lazy and crazy. Okay? Now, from tonight, I want you to embrace, very quickly, these five dynamic cornerstones of your daily confession as you enter into 2025. Is that possible? Over your days, keep declaring. You know what? When this happens, you know, your confession will change. You will not say, ayo, amma, say voah, no, say ya. You won't say all those things. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. Look at me, please. The confession of your mouth is far more powerful and greater than all the storms and the calamity that you're facing right now. When you confess properly, you release the creative energy of God into your circumstances, into your situation. That will bring forth a breakthrough of whatever situation you're in. Come on. Jesus did not close his eyes and said, calm the storm. He spoke to the storm. So time to speak. Say time to speak. Everybody say time to speak. You've been praying quietly, time to speak. Open up your mouth, brush your teeth, open up your mouth. We're laughing. Time to speak. Come on, say time to speak. Come on, time to speak. Okay, five cornerstones that will help you to manage your word properly, even though you may have faced all kinds of challenges. Number one, are you ready? They couldn't do the slides for me. It was a last minute message. We cannot blame the media. I blame it on myself. I had a different message, but yesterday night the Lord said, son, you keep your message in your pocket, he said. I don't care, you keep your message in the pocket. Doesn't matter how nice your slide looks, you can keep it in your phone. And gave me this message. Number one, the first confession, that you would wake up every morning, doesn't matter whether it's a Monday or Tuesday, you would say this: this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Put your hands together. Come on, put your hands together. You know what? When you do that, you declare the lordship of Jesus over the day. Not your circumstances, not your mood, but you declare the lordship of Jesus. In Psalms 118 verse 24, this is the day that the Lord has made. So therefore, I will not be gloomy, I will not be grieving, but I will be glad in it. Come on, somebody put your hands together and give Jesus a glory. Come on. You have to wake up, and you have to wake up and do it intentionally. Daryl, you have to do it intentionally. Huh? You have to, huh, Darshini, you have to do it intentionally. You have to recreate your day to know what is ahead of you. Glory to God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? That's why the Bible tells us in Psalms 37, verse 23 and 24, you know what it says? The steps, say the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he will not be cast down, but the Lord upholds him in his righteous right hand. He delights in his way. He delights in your confession. This is the day that the Lord has made. Come on, everybody say this. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will be glad in it. I will be glad in it. Come on. Come on, Kathy. It's time for you to be glad. Stop crying. I saw you crying in the pre-worship. Don't cry. You know, why are you crying now? Don't cry. Come on. Crying is over. You're giving a hard time to her. You, the son. Kevin, huh? Hug her, like, just hug her. Husband. Husband also do that. Why are you sitting one chair away? Sit next to, oh. What God has put together, no water bottle will separate. Okay? No water bottle will separate. No handbag. Come on, put it down and sit together. If you can't sit together in the church, you cannot sit together in the house. Okay. Come on. Hug her, please. Okay. Okay. Somebody take the photo on Instagram. Okay, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. Come on. And then this is what the Bible tells us to assure you in Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. Being confident of this thing, he who has started a good work in you will finish it in the days of the Lord. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus a glory. Number two, you're declaring the lordship of Jesus over the day. Number two, that this is your second confession. To them that believes, all things are possible. Come on. Come on. Say, to them that believes. Come on. Say, to them that believes, all things are possible. You know, when you declare this, you're declaring the possibilities of God in your life. Mark the 9th chapter verse 23. Jesus said, if you can, to them that believes, all things are possible. Come on. Are you here with me? Come on, are you here with me? Come on, declare. You got a difficult situation. You have an impossible situation. You are in need for a miracle. Come on, every morning, open your mouth and say, I believe. To them that believe, all things are possible. When you do that, you release a miracle working energy into your circumstances and situation. And at the right time and the season of God, a miracle will be formed out of your impossibility. And that which has been an impossibility all these years, one day going to stand up in front of you as a possibility, and you're going to walk through that situation, and you're going to declare that Jesus is good. Come on, put your hands together, give Jesus the glory. Amen. That's right. We release the possibility of God into our life. Come on, are you here with me? Somebody say amen, please. Huh? You release that energy. And the energy I'm talking about is not some sun energy or moon energy. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit energy. Come on, somebody say amen, please. The Holy Spirit is an energizer. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? Come on. Number three, the third confession. I like this, especially those of you are facing with battles and you have not won this battle. You fought the battle until you became a battle warrior, not warrior. worrying about the battle. You know, the third thing you should do this is, in all these things, I am more than a conqueror. Come on. In all these things, I'm more than a conqueror. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 37. Are you here with me? When you do that, what happens? Come on, when you do that, see, look at me. You know what happens? Now, Anna, are you there on the computer? Who is on the computer? Somebody help. Joyce, are you there? Give me Exodus 14:14. Now look at me, please. Look at me. When you declare that you are more than a conqueror, you know what you do? A conqueror fights. More than a conqueror doesn't fight. What he does, look at this. The Lord, come on, look at this. That's right. How do you like that? Huh? How do you like that? How do you like that? Come on. How do you like that?
Yes, I like
it. Yeah. That's the real meaning of more than a conqueror. In other words, in our colloquial language, shut up and let the Lord fight the battle for you. That's what it means. Some of us need this. Shut up and let the Lord fight the battle for you. Are you here with me? Come on, somebody say amen, please. Have you, when you declare, I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, that means you paved the way for the Lord to fight the battle. All this wall, God knows you cannot fight the battle. You're frail, and you don't have the energy to fight the battle. You become weary, you become discouraged, you become disappointed. But if you would declare that I am more than a conqueror, every time you open your mouth and declare, you are paving way for the Lord to fight the battle for you. How many of you like that? Say amen, please. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Sit back, huh? Sit back, worship the Lord while he's fighting the battle. And then once the battle is over, he'll take you to the victory. Inila? You know, Inila? Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, don't fight your own battle. You are not made to fight your battle. If you fight your battle, you will die. You're gone. Don't fight your battle. Turn it over to God. Can we do that? Okay, number four. Are you still with me? Number four. I like this. Whoa. Everybody say whoa.
Whoa.
I like this. You know what? I am his friend and he calls me his friend. I am his friend and he calls me his friend. You know, this brings you to a place of a sense, a dynamic sense of acceptance and love. Are you here with me? Yeah. Many of us, we feel that God is far away. You're one end of the Atlantic Ocean and God is on the other end. All right? What is that? That's right. How you feel like this. But when you declare, he calls me his friend and I am his friend, it brings a sense of belonging, a sense of proximity, a sense of nearness, a sense of ownership. Come on, put your hands together, give Jesus the glory. Yeah. John 15 and verse 15, Jesus told the disciples, no longer do I call you servants. This is what he's telling you. You're not a servant, okay? No longer do I call you a servant, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. You need to know what God's doing in 2025, right? Okay? And then, but I've called you friend, pungyu, kawan bahi, bukan kawan tabahi, kawan bahi, friend, and for all things that I heard from my father, I've made known to you. How do you like that? Do you like that? Come on, do you like that? Isn't that wonderful? Huh? When we are miles away from God, this one verse brings us so close to him. Knowing that in this big world of trouble, there's somebody who really cares for you and he calls you friend. Anita, is that good? Huh? Right. I think Anita thinks I'm calling her at the back. She thinks she's the only Anita in the world. Proverbs 17 verse 17 says, a friend loves at all time. A brother is born out for adversity. And the friend that I'm talking about is God, who loves you at all time. Come on, somebody say amen, please. 1 John 4, 19 says, we love him because he first loved us. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Don't be separated from God. Don't be separated from God. Are you here with me? Don't feel like a stranger towards God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Number 5. I told you 5, right? Right? Did I say 5? Okay, actually I got 7. Never mind. It's okay. I also don't want to share with you. Inabla, 5, Inabla. Okay. Because grace, what? 5, okay? Now, look at this. This next confession will bring you worthiness and usefulness. How many of you sometimes feel useless? Don't put up your hand. Okay? We feel, like that, no? But you know what? All of us have called to the kingdom of God with a powerful kingdom purpose to live for him and extend the kingdom with an eternal agenda. Come on, somebody say amen, please. The final I, you see, I am called to be fruitful and I'm called to be effective. Open your mouth and say that. I don't have time to serve. Who asked you to serve God? You just say, I want to be fruitful. He will know how to get you to serve. I am fruitful and I'm effective. Come on. How many of you believe that? Say amen, please. You know, the reason why I'm healthy, the reason why I'm strong, even at this age, this is my 3rd service for today. Do you know that? I just finished Full Gospel Businessman Fellowship because the half gospel not there. So full gospel. But I'm still going. Why? You know, I'm not pretending. You know why? I choose to serve God. I choose to be fruitful. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Don't sit there and you also must do that. Okay. You know, a dynamic sense of usefulness and being worthwhile. 2025, God will mobilize every one of you. There will be greater harvest into the house of God. You know, really, I tell every one of you with eternal purpose. Are you here with me? John 15 and verse 16, Jesus said, do you know what Jesus said? You did not call me, but what? I chose you. Now, you did not call me, but I chose you and appointed you to be what? To bear fruit, and your fruit shall last through eternity. And whatever you ask my Father in my name, I'll give it to you. You're called to be fruitful. Number 1, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'll be glad in it. Number 2, to them that believes all things are possible. Number 3, I'm more than a conqueror. Number 4, he calls me his friend and I'm his friend. Number 5, I'm called to be fruitful. I'm fruitful and effective. When you begin to confess this, your DNA is going to change. When your DNA begins to change, you will begin to hear the rightful words to speak as you enter into 2025. Come on, somebody say amen, please. So that you will not carry the baggage of 2024 into 2025, another 365 days of God's powerful opportunity and potential miracles and breakthroughs. Come on, somebody say amen, please. I don't care what the world's going through, but I care what the Bible tells me. Come on, somebody say amen, please. We thank God our weekend has changed. It's not just Saturday, Sunday. There is a divine intervention of a change in a spiritual atmosphere over the state of Johor. Recognize that. Itu bukan hanya satu cuti. But we have been free from this oppressive spiritual atmosphere of the state, and we're entering into the freedom of secularism, that you will have every right to preach the gospel and see a revival. Come on, somebody give Jesus a glory. Hallelujah. 10 years we prayed faithfully, opening our mouth and declaring. Sometimes you feel that like that, right? But one day it will not come back. No, one day go out. Go, glory to God. Come on, stand your feet. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, stand your feet. I want you to lift up your hands and say, renew my tongue, Lord Jesus. Come on, renew my tongue. I can't renew you, but you have to renew your tongue. Come on, Lord, refresh my tongue. Renew my tongue. Order my vocabulary of my tongue. Lord, as I confess, take hold of my tongue. Let my tongue become a creator of miracles and breakthroughs. Thank you, dear Father. Just lift your hands to Jesus. I pray for every one of us. Come on, just declare, this is the day that the Lord has made. Just, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I'm more than a conqueror. He who believes all things are possible. He is my friend and he calls me his friend. Hallelujah. I'm fruitful and effective. Say it out. Wherever you are, say it out. Let the word come out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Shadarabasandam. We're going to prepare our hearts for communion. And I want you to take, if you have your communion, take it out. If you don't have, they're bringing it to you. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
That blesses me.
It's your blood. Come on. Let's sing it.
It's your blood that gives me life. It's your blood that took my in redeeming sacrifice, washes me. He whiter than the snow, than the snow.
Come on, just reach out to the Lord wherever you are.
My Jesus, God's precious sacrifice.
Come on, it's your blood.
Oh, it's your blood. It's your blood that blesses me.
Come on, all over this place. Thank you, Jesus.
It's your blood that gives me life. It's your blood that took my place in redeeming sacrifice.
Washes
me. My Jesus,
God's precious sacrifice. One more time, my Jesus,
God's precious
sacrifice. Thank you, Lord. Holding the cup, can you unpack your communion, please? We're gonna pray. Holding the cup and the bread in your hands. Father, we thank you for the cup that signifies your precious blood. Thank you for the bread that signifies your broken body. Father, as we come to this communion service, Lord, we ask of you one thing, that our tongues will be renewed, our tongues will be refreshed. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, bless this communion, the bread that speaks about your broken body. Bless this communion, Lord. Let it be an honor to you and a blessing to each one of us. Thank you, dear Father. Holding the cup and the bread in your hands, take a few minutes and examine your heart. If you're standing here, you're unhappy with someone, settle this quickly in your heart. Don't continue. Settle in your heart. You know, there's some things that is bothering you, just surrender to the Lord. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast your cares on him, he cares for you. Can we do that right now? All over this place. We want to come to this communion with a clean heart and a clean hand. Don't let anything hold you back. Parents are a gift from the Lord. As much as children are a gift from the Lord, parents are a precious gift from God.
Yes.
Don't hold anything against your parents or your grandparents or any of those parents you have. Can you just release it right now? Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. Cleanse me. The night when Jesus was betrayed, as in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 33 right up to 31. The night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And after giving thanks to the Father, he broke it and he gave to the disciples. And he said, this bread which is broken for you signifies my broken body. And Jesus said, as often as you eat this bread, do this in remembrance of me. And the Bible tells us in Isaiah 53 and verse 5, Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for iniquity. The punishment of our peace was upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. I want you to take this bread as a healing bread right now. Thank you, Lord. Holding the cup, it's your blood.
It's your blood that cleanses me.
It's your blood.
It's your blood that gives me life. It's your blood that took my place in redeeming sacrifice. Washes me. Whiter than the snow,
my Jesus,
wow.
God's precious
sacrifice.
Like manner, then Jesus took the cup and he gave to the disciples and he said, this cup symbolizes the new covenant that I made through my blood, the covenant of forgiveness, the covenant of new life. And the Bible tells us, as often as we drink this cup, we ought to do it in remembrance of Jesus until his return. You know what the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13? It is because of Jesus, through his blood, we have been brought near to God. We have been brought near to God. Is that wonderful? Come on, as a family, let's drink this cup. I want you to just lift up your hands to Jesus and let's sing this chorus one more time, and Pastor Jonathan will come and dismiss you. Those who need prayer, come to the altar, please.
That cleanses me. It's your blood that gives me life. It's your blood that took my place in redeeming sacrifice. Washes me. Whiter than the snow, my Jesus, God's precious sacrifice.
Every hand's lifted up. Father, we just thank you for your presence tonight.
What an awesome presence of the Lord. Father, as we go out from this place, we pray for your presence to go with us. We declare the blessing of the Lord over your people. Lord, I pray, Lord, even this week, God, they will experience the miracle working of the power of the Holy Spirit in their life. Bless your people. Bless their fellowship as we go out from this place. Let your presence go before us. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone says,